Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lunch with Leah, episode 318.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Happy 2019. Was anybody happy to put 2018 behind us, or do you miss it already? I think it's a mixed bag, don't you? I mean, I miss a few things, and I'm so glad a few things are over. Of course, the saga is continuing in politics, so can't put that behind us yet. Anyway, so I went to L.A. By the way, I have a horrible cold today. I've had it for, like, this is my sixth day, so I'm not thinking straight. So if I say anything that's not correct, it's because of my cold. So I went to L.A., took little Black with me. Hi, little baby Black. You need more room over there? Yeah. And he was so good. I mean, I took him everywhere because there's no one to watch him. So between me, Roy, and Roy Jr., we have to take him everywhere if we all go together. If we split up, I usually take him. But if I'm going to a place that's going to be, like, high alert, like I might get in trouble, then they'll take him. And then it was cold, fortunately, so you hide him under your jacket and sneak him in. But he was pretty good. And I had, what did I do while I was there? Well, let's see. Let's work backwards. I had a New Year's Eve party. And it was a real screamer. I mean, it was a last minute thrown together, get a chef at the last second, get a bartender at the last second, get a housekeeper at the last second, get another housekeeper. So anyway, it all came together. And I guess there were 30 or 40 people that came at the last minute. And it was fun. I mean, the chef was fantastic. He put out a big buffet. He did crab cake appetizers and cheese and platters and all this stuff. And then he did incredible desserts. It's just horrible, these desserts that we ate. I said, what do you think about getting sprinkles? So I'm thinking he's going to go to the cupcake place and buy a couple of dozen of sprinklers. He made them. He made homemade sprinklers.
Homemade I'm like, sprinkles?
What's wrong with you? Who does that? Anyway, and then he did turkey, and he did dressing, and he did vegetables, and he did potato. He did all this stuff. Anyway, it was lovely. Everyone had a lovely time, except it was so freezing cold that everybody had to literally move inside. I had heaters out. I bought the last two heaters available in the entire city. I got them.
That explains why you had the fur hat on.
Yeah. Oh, it was freezing. It was literally freezing. It was 42 degrees. And the heaters outside with all the candles with two fireplaces didn't put a dent. So everyone piled inside. I had that long table outside for 24 people. No one could sit there. It was so cold. Oh, no. And then I had that crazy neighbor next door. So the one time I did go out there for 5 seconds, she starts yelling back and forth like a complete idiot. She's just so stupid. Something's wrong with her. I don't know what it is, but she's just like, I was talking and she just yells every time we say something. She yells back and forth and tries to include herself in the conversation and yells and screams at us and hits her pots and pans. And oh, she's just a nut job. Anyway, I had some interesting guests. Tom Arnold came. And everyone loved him. He's just hilarious. And he's so sweet. He sent the biggest 3-foot orchid you've ever seen the next day. But he was a hit because, you know, he's always on the bandwagon with something. He's got his stand-up comedy routine. He goes on off after Trump. I mean, he was a hoot. Michael Avenatti showed up. He was he brought like 4, 5, or 6 gorgeous people with him who would be surprised. And everybody wanted their picture taken with him, and he was dressed cute. And then he got a lot of criticism on social media about the jacket he had on. The jacket looked fabulous. No?
You know I love him.
I love him.
The jacket looked like something I would wear.
It would look like what?
Something I would wear.
Oh, I liked it. It was fabulous. Well, that guy on the Golden Globes the other day that won for Versace had on that Dior jacket with the flowers on it. I thought that was lovely, too. I mean, people need to, like, get over it. It doesn't, I mean, who cares if you're flashing it out? It's New Year's Eve.
You know, he looked good.
He looked fabulous.
It was a little different for him.
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, it was New Year's Eve. And then Tom Mez Israel. Remember, he represented like, oh, so many people. I can't remember that guy that played, the guy that supposedly shot his wife that played, I can't remember, and then Michael Jackson, who, you know, Roy didn't want to represent because he didn't want to deal with the whatever, the Black Panthers or whoever was handling him at the time. And then a lot of the, who? Oh, and that was another one. I don't know if he represented him. He did. Marsha Morrissey did for a while, but then I think he might have. I don't know. But anyway, he was there, so that was kind of a interesting dynamic of lawyers. You got Avenatti over here, and then you got Tom Miller over here. You know, it was kind of interesting. And anyway, so he's a great, and he has his wife and kid. They're just lovely people. And then Heather McDonald, of course, she showed up. Now, that turned out to be interesting. I didn't realize it, but she told me later, she goes, I just stumbled into one conflict after the other. So first of all, she hadn't seen Jeff since the Jeff finale. Let's leave it at that. And she had the other person from Jeff's show on her podcast and kind of appeared to take that person's side a little bit. So that was a little awkward, but she and Jeff smoothed it over, and she's going to be on his radio show. And I don't know that there was anything to smooth over, but it was a little awkward in the beginning, and she was nervous about it, and I don't know how he felt. But anyway, and then she runs into Lisa Ann Walter, who's a producer of Dance Your Ass Off, and she was on The Parent Trap, and she's got a one-woman show. She's an actress, a producer, whatever. She's a writer. And she and Lisa Ann had some falling out 2 years ago over some podcast, which is another long story. And so she kind of had a little mama with her. Then she runs into Annabelle, who has the Adderall podcast that I've been on. And apparently, according to Annabelle, when Heather went on there, she criticized her name of her podcast called Adderall. And she went on this soapbox about how she doesn't believe in drugs and you shouldn't be calling yourself Adderall and you shouldn't be taking Adderall. Well, apparently, Miss Adderall, Annabelle's followers or fans or whatever you want to call them, they went off on Heather. They were furious about it. They did not like it at all. So she had that little moment, and then I think she had a moment with Ronnie. I mean, it's like, I'm like, Heather, you've got a minefield.
And listen, I was watching myself from the...
Watching what?
I was watching all the Instagram stories because they both had really... they all had their own versions of what was going on.
Oh, they were putting it on their Instagram stories?
Yes, and she had something with Kelly Dodd, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, my God, that was the biggest fight. Kelly went after her. Kelly, I wish I would have videoed it. But I was
They did.
I do, because I would have liked to have played it back and seen it for myself. But Kelly went after her about that whole thing with Jim Bellisio and Jesus Juggs and Juggs and who else, and Tamara and who was the other one? Shannon. Kelly went after her. She was right in her face, like letting her have it. And Heather was just trying to back up. This is all my party. I'm like, where are the cameras? This is a reality show. Where are the cameras? They should be filming all these people, and I'm just sitting back eating my popcorn. I mean, I didn't care. I think it's hilarious, you know? It was fucking hilarious.
It was so funny because it was like all happening kind of in real time, yeah. And then there were these follow-up conversations going on, and then the fans were all chiming in their comments on the live video.
Oh, I didn't know all this was going on the Facebook.
And you'll even see on some Instagram? Of your Ask Me Anything, people were asking Lord. About what was going on.
Well, so Heather, I mean, she was the drama of the show, I guess, but she looked hot, and I mean, Kelly looked fabulous. They all looked great. Anyway, so that was that. Then I had this piano player that was playing piano the whole night, and then at the end, oh my God, Ronnie starts singing. So he can actually sing. So he sings and sings and sings, and then Heather gets up and does a duet with Ronnie, and then Heather is singing, and then somebody else grabbed them. Oh, then the chef grabs the microphone. Well, the chef actually can sing too. So he was singing, and then somebody else was singing, and then they were doing Auld Lang Syne. I was just like, oh my God, for a party thrown together. You know, I've always said people make the party. It doesn't matter. Get the liquor out and let people make the party. And that's what happened. I had the producer from Pilgrim there. And, I mean, we just had an interesting group of crazy, eclectic people. I met him through Frankie Grande, who's coming by today. Later, we're going to tape a podcast with him. We can't do it live because let me tell you why we can't do a live podcast with Frankie Grande. Frankie isn't able to get up and appear at 11 in the morning. Unless, of course, it's Broadway or something, and then he'll be at rehearsal. But we're not big enough to get him up that early. Oh, Brendan was there. Brendan was just walking around going, this is the biggest SHIT show. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. Anyway, it was good.
You're getting a lot of comments. Yeah. People are saying, first they're all saying Happy New Year,
Happy
and then you
New
look
Year.
Great. Raquel Gitch says, Ronnie said you lost your glasses in the dishwasher.
Well, listen to this. So the next day, I put everything up in the bar. You know, I have to have everything perfect at that house. I can't stand sticky. I can't stand starting around. I can't try. So I'm like getting everything together. And there are no glasses to put in the bar. You know, the short glasses that people drink liquor out of because I have them in the drawers. So I said, Ronnie, I had to go into my cupboard and find glasses, and I found those two that you gave me from Watch What Crappens, these little cocktail glasses, and I pulled those out, and thank God we had them because we couldn't find any more glasses. I don't know if people left and took their glasses home with them or they broke them and threw them out. I have no idea what happened to the glasses. So then he brings me a dozen glasses of Watch What Crappens glasses. I'm like, thank God I have glasses for the next party. Turns out all the glasses were in the dishwasher because the housekeepers washed them, but they didn't put them away. Well, I don't ever open the dishwasher. How would I know? I just happened to open it because I was inspecting and cleaning everything at the last minute to make sure there was no dirt anywhere before I left town. Oh, well.
Rachel Clapp says that the IGs and IG stories on New Year's Eve were better than Andy and Anderson.
Oh, my God. I missed them all. They're all live, right? You have to see them right then.
Yeah, they do them live.
And then
they disappear in like 24 hours.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
But Candace Barr said she's very sad she missed it.
Oh, Candace was going to come, and then she had to cancel because she went out of town at the last minute. But then I got sick, and then I had my week totally booked. Every minute of the day booked, and I got sick. Can you believe it? I had to cancel everything, except I had one meeting with
around.
The dumb gay politics girls and a producer, because I think they should be on TV, and I want to get them
they
on
should.
A show. And so I dragged myself. They came to me, of course, in my house, and I dragged myself out of bed for them, had that meeting. And then, other than that, I was just out. But I did have all the housekeepers coming, and I was like a magnifying glass with that dirt. I can't stand to leave one scratch of dirt in the house when I leave. Anyway.
Speaking of Julie and Brandy, and you know we love them on the People's Couch.
Yes.
There is a ripoff of the People's Couch that's getting ready to come on this season. I saw a clip of
what,
it.
On what
I forgot,
network?
It's on like CBS or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, we have to find out.
Yeah, but it's completely, you know.
They are so talented. By the way, they have their own podcast, Dumb Gay Politics, and then they also have they're on Q Radio, which is a gay radio thing.
Right.
But it's only on in certain cities, Houston, L.A., New York, this and that and the other. And anyway, I went on that and made an appearance and talked about Mike Pence and conversion therapy and Donald Trump. I mean, it was all about politics. And they're really professionals. They really had it down. They did a great job. So I did that. And then I did Jeff's radio show, which, by the way, thank you guys for all the fabulous orders at leahblack.com. Jeff was talking about my products and how he uses them, and Gage uses them, and Lisa Renna uses them, and, you know, everybody uses them, and how much everybody loves the product. And so we got a bunch of really great orders out of it, and I appreciate that, everybody, leahblack.com. By the way, people were asking things like, well, tell me more about the products. I was just trying to randomly going to tell you about one product today, which is the exfoliant, because that's the one I think everybody should be using right now, because it's cold, your skin gets dry, and you build up these old cells on your face, and your face starts to look dry, and it doesn't have the color, and it doesn't have the glow that it should. So if you just take that exfoliant, put a little water with it, put it in your hand, you just put like a quarter size in your hand and then put some water in it and then just scrub, 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 and rinse it off, your face will feel like a baby's butt and it'll look 1,000 times better and you won't get those clogged pores and blackheads and impurities and your skin will look better and feel better. And then, of course, moisturize, moisturize, and moisturize after that, which we do have an amazing moisturizer, increases the moisturization in your skin 500% within a week. But at least put a moisturizer on. If you don't use mine, use one. But use that exfoliant. That was a big hit.
The exfoliant's great.
Of course, Jeff was talking about porn and using products for porn. Yes. I was like,
I'm wondering when we're going to start getting the reviews for that.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to use it for that.
well, all those orders that came in, a lot of people must be watching porn.
I was like, we've got a whole new avenue of revenue. We can start marketing products in.
And then I had, by the way, speaking of dumb gay politics, you know, I'm going to be on their show in Austin on Saturday. I believe it's the 16th or something, Saturday in Austin. And Ronnie's coming in for it, too. So that's going to be another big show. I'm going to be there because RJ's going to visit his cousins. And then I'm going to go to Austin and do their show at some nightclub. You should all go online to Dumb Gay Politics and try to get tickets for that. They may be sold out. Ronnie's shows sell out in like an hour.
Yeah, he just added his first Ohio show in Cincinnati. I saw this morning, which
just
is close to where
sell out in an hour. I don't know about Dumb Gay Politics, how fast they sell out, but they sell out. And anyway, so I put that big Christmas tree up. Remember that? Oh, my God. Taking that damn thing down. You will not believe it. You know, I've never taken down a tree before because I have a whole staff here that does everything. I'm going to give them all a raise after this. So I put that big tree up. I shipped all those ornaments in. It was stunning and gorgeous. The lighting could have been better, but that was the one thing that I subbed out to somebody else, and they took, you know, they could have done better. Anyway, it was drop-dead stunning, but then getting it out of there, taking everything off, and you know me, I'm so crazy. I had to have all the plastic bands. I had to have the little balls, the big balls, the medium balls, the flat stuff, the this, the angels, the this. I had to have it all organized and all labeled and all stored perfectly. So that was a whole thing. I was like, I got to train somebody to do this when I'm in L.A. I don't think I'll have Christmas in L.A. next year, so what's the point? But anyway, I did that.
Jesse DeFreitas says, taking down the tree is the worst part.
Because I'm so fanatical about how everything's stored. I want it stored perfect. Like, if I drop dead and I want somebody walking to my house going, well, that girl was a slob. Anyway, so I took RJ shopping. He doesn't like to shop. I made him go. Everything was 75% off. Bill Frew met us there, the guy from Disney. He was also at the party. And his friend Paul from Phoenix came to the party. I gave him all the mugs, the F-U-C-K Trump mugs that I got at the Kathy Griffin merchandise store, which are still available. Did you see the new silver ones? I got to have the silver one. It's fabulous. But anyway, with hot pink on it. Anyway, and so I made him try on a pair of pants and a blazer. And once they fit, I got three pants and three blazers in the same size by the same brand because you can't get them to shop. And you're going to die. You guys are going to die. You know Givenchy?
Yes.
You know they had a pair of shoes that were casual, rubber-soled, gray, go with everything. They were $1,600. Guess how much I paid for them. Take a guess.
I don't know. Should I sit down?
How much? $214. Oh, wow. I was screaming.
That's a good deal.
Because I would never buy
Where
RJ.
Where did you find those?
At Saks. No, Barney's. I would never buy RJ a pair of Givenchy shoes. But these are for day. They're for night. They have a rubber sole, but they have a top that could be dress or casual. They're so comfortable. They'll last him forever. He wears a size 13 shoe. So his foot's not going to get any bigger. And can you believe him for $214? I was screaming when I thought they were $500. And I was going, Jason and James would be so upset if they knew that I got those. I did look for Versace on sale. Didn't find any.
Yeah, that never happened.
Look for Tom Ford. Those are Jason and James' favorite. By the way, oh, well, I'll tell you about that later. Okay. And then what else did I do? We went to the movies. Let me tell you the movies you have to see. You've got to go see Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It is so good. It's not just about like the law or politics or anything like that. It's just about someone actually just making it. It's just so good. I loved it. And then I saw The Mule with, what was his name? Oh, what's that guy? Clint Eastwood. You know, Roy and RJ just loved it. I thought it was okay. It was much better than I thought. Then we saw Vice. That has to be my year-long favorite, Vice, with Christian Bale.
Was it good?
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable. Christian Bale is, he should get an Oscar.
Yeah.
He should have gotten Oscars already. He should have had 5 Oscars already. But this one is the one. I can't believe James drinks that Pepsi. I'm sorry.
I don't even
want Pepsi as a sponsor. Don't get that pillow dirty with that Pepsi. I don't even want a sponsor with Pepsi. I think it tastes just so. I don't like the taste of it.
I only drink Diet Pepsi. I've been drinking it since I was 3 years old.
Okay, so then Roy wanted to go see Laurel and Hardy. Now, I don't remember Laurel and Hardy. Do you remember Laurel and Hardy? I remember hearing about him, but I never liked...
I used to love him as a comedy.
Well, I loved him, and I never liked slapstick comedy.
That was my, like, one of my favorites
as a child. Well, then you've got to go see the movie. It was really good. But I'm not a slapstick comedy. Roy and Roy Jr. love slapstick comedy. I just don't find it that funny. Jason would find it funny. He watches me all day, every day. Well, how much more slapstick can you get that? That was good. Then The Favorite. We went to see The Favorite.
I can't wait to see that.
I thought it was good, but there were parts of it that were uncomfortable to me, but it was good.
Doesn't the lead, she's playing
the queen.
She just
won the Golden Globe.
And she's playing the queen in The Crown. She's playing the queen in The Crown, too, I think. I think that's the same actress.
Maybe. And the new Crown, Mary Poppins was really cute. I thought it was just so light and cute. I wanted to take Freda to see it. It was so cute. And that girl, what was her name? She was in The Office. She played in The Office. She's married to the guy that was also in The Office. That was the main girl in Mary Poppins. She played Pam in The Office. She was nominated for Golden Globe. She was really good in it. And Dick Van Dyke did a cameo, and it was really great. And I still don't know why. They said they asked Julie Andrews to do a cameo, who was the original Mary Poppins, but she declined because of conflict of a schedule or something. But that sounds strange to me, because you figure out a way to do that. It's so iconic. Anyway, but then The Green Book, that was another one that was fantastic. And I didn't even really want to go see it. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go. But it was so good. So you got to go see that. You got to go see all the movies before the Oscars come out. By the way, this will be the first time in the last 5 years I didn't do the, wasn't the jewelry expert on the Oscars, because they're not doing it this year. Mm-hmm. Huh, there you go. I was a jewelry expert on the Oscars, and this year they're not going to do any of that, so I won't be experting the jewelry.
You might be hosting.
Yeah, I might be. I maybe should do my own podcast or my own video on the jewelry, because I do know something about it.
They can't seem to sew up a host, so...
You know what? Ross Matthews, who couldn't come to the party because he was out of town, he had an amazing idea for the host. Jim Carrey would be amazing for the host. He was at the Golden Globes,
and he
was
brilliant,
hilarious.
But I think he's kind of, he's got a bit of a polarizing sort of...
So what?
But I love him. I think
like Kevin Hart's not polarizing. Right. By the way, I don't think the punishment meets the crime.
I agree.
You know, Ellen got a lot of backlash about, you know, having Kevin on to give his side of the story. I think it was a good deed that she did, trying to say, listen, you know what? He did it. He made a mistake. He apologized. Let's move on. Let's, you know. But no, people aren't having it. You know, I mean...
I was all for him being able to host. I think he has apologized.
Right.
I've heard him say it. I've heard him talk. We've all made horrible mistakes in our lives. And, you know, think back, if social media had been around 20 years ago, we probably wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. Because, you know, people pick things apart.
Well, we're unacceptable now.
Yeah,
so
exactly. We do it. We dress it up and put it on the front porch.
We're acceptably unacceptable.
But I feel like Ellen shouldn't maybe have gotten involved. I feel like she doesn't speak for the community as a whole.
She wasn't speaking for the community.
She did
was
try to make it
giving
sound
him
way,
an opportunity to speak for himself.
Right.
I don't see a problem.
But
know,
I agree
big,
with you. I don't think
the punishment doesn't meet the crime. Come on, the guy 10 years ago made some horrible jokes. Now Don Lemon then comes out and piles on him. I love Don Lemon. And he says, well, you know, we don't want apologies. We want an ally. Well, what do you want the guy to do? Become gay? I mean, what do you want him to do? I mean, how much can you apologize? He was wrong. And by the way, you can't change everybody's mind. And just because someone doesn't necessarily like or condone a gay lifestyle doesn't mean that, you know, that you can't accept them for who they are, even if you disagree with them.
Exactly.
But I disagree. I mean, everyone disagrees with them. This is like 2018. I mean, my first dance partner was at Fred Astaire was gay. That's when I learned out what gay was. They had their pinkies up. I was like, this is fabulous. They're dressing fabulous. So, you know, some people embrace it, others don't. Unfortunately for him, he made those horrible comments or jokes or whatever, and people are never going to let it live him down, just like Jane Fonda going to Hanoi. You know, they're never going to... Oh, by the way, that was great, that Jane Fonda thing. Did you guys see it?
No, not yet. In five parts? Yeah, I did see that.
Four parts. It was really good. She's a lot more depth than what she gets credit for, too.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't have a bone in the fight. I don't know. I know I don't like or dislike Kevin Hart. I think he's funny. I don't like or dislike Ellen. I think she's got a great show. But I just think that they made too much to do. But I do think after watching Jim Carrey at the Golden Globes and refreshing my memory on how funny he is, he would be a fantastic backup. That's what I think.
Liked him. I like him. He's funny. I usually can take him in short doses. But
he's funny.
You know, I said the same thing when they were talking about funny hosts. I think they should do something really off the wall, like get someone like Jeff Lewis, where half the audience has no idea who he is, and the other half are scared to death what he's going to say. So
we'll put his name in the hat. All right. So then we went to all the restaurants. We went to, of course, Roy Jr. has to go to the Ivy. Well, he has a certain pasta he likes there. Then he has to go to Piccolino. He has a certain pasta that he likes there. And then he likes. Then he has to go to. I met my friend, my secret friend that I don't tell everybody about, the Beverly Hills Hotel. Not that it's anything secret. It's just that everybody will be like, oh. And we had drinks there. And it was decorated. Oh, my God. The Beverly Hills Hotel was decorated like it was just incredibly decorated for the holidays. I took some pictures of it. And Roy Jr. went to Rao's at least two or three times. I didn't go. I just can't. It's that heavy, thick, just so heavy Italian food, you know, where the sauce is heavy and the pasta is heavy and the meats, everything's heavy. So they go there. They love it. I didn't go. Bill likes it. I didn't go there. We didn't go to Boa because the main reason to go to Boa is the Caesar salad. And, you know, they had the whole thing about the
romaine lettuce.
The romaine lettuce. So I'm like, why go there and spend all that money on a restaurant for when the main thing we want to order isn't available? And then we go to Catana. We went there a couple of times. They do have amazing sushi there. I don't eat the raw sushi, but I eat the cooked sushi. Oh, my God. I found out about this restaurant in my neighborhood right upstairs from the pizza place. And apparently Brendan tells me that Beyonce and Jay-Z go there and all these people go there. So we look on there and go, in the strip center, who goes there? The average cost of the dinner is $200. The sushi is, they say, do not even ask for tempura. Do not ask for rolls. Do not ask for this. Do not ask for that. Only ask for this. I mean, it was like, oh, my God. I told Roy, who eats that sushi stuff, I go, you and Brendan should go there and tell me all about it. Is it that fabulous? I mean, they said it's just amazing. But they're
delicious.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what they opened here last week over at the Versace Mansion? They have a four-seat restaurant. It's a bar with four seats that you can order, and it's a sushi restaurant. And it's supposed to be like over the top, and you have to reserve months ahead of time and all this stuff. But they launched it last week. Well, I don't know if that's going to survive in Miami. Maybe New York.
It will. It will, because people in Miami love to be seen. They love to see. So they'll go there. They'll go there so they can say they were special enough to get in and they were rich enough to pay for it. And they'll take a selfie while they're there. Of course, if all the places it's going to be a hit, it would be Miami.
I think it's $250 a person or something.
Or they, like they say, shady is sunny place for shady people. Then we went to Avra, Spartina. And then the grill. So we went to a lot of places anyway. That was that. That was Miami thing. So then let's talk about, I did that already.
You
could take a 5-second break. Okay.
5-second break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back.
Oh, and you know who else was at my New Year's Eve party? It was Norman, the cosmic psychic cheerleader. He was reading everybody, telling them what's going to happen, what their colors are, what age they're vibrating at. People just love it. It's hilarious. He was there. Oh, and then I went and went to watch What Crappens.
The Crappy Awards.
The Crappy Awards. Can I tell you, these guys are stars. That room was packed. You couldn't even get standing room only. The tickets were not expensive. I mean, you can order drinks if you want and hors d'oeuvres. We ran into Michael Rappaport at the bar. Of course, I introduced him to Julian Brandy. I said, I'm going to have to get him on their Dumb Gay Politics show. Yeah. I love him. He's so hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. I love Michael
He's
Rappaport.
Hilarious. Well, he was, I had met him two or three times, and he always said nice things about me and Watch What Happens Live, so of course I like him. And we ran into him, and I've got to get him on Dumb Gay Politics, but he was performing at the comedy club that night at the same time. And I'm telling you, Ronnie and Ben had the huge room at the comedy club, and all the other very well-known comics had the smaller rooms. Yeah. And everybody from Bravo was there. I mean, I took a little audio of like 30 minutes of getting interviews with people. I interviewed Annabelle and Stassi from Vanderpump Rules, and I don't know, the girl Chastain from whatever.
Chastain from Below Deck.
From Below Deck. I interviewed everybody that I could see and recognize. You know, unfortunately, I don't recognize everybody. I started to hold up a sign: if you're on anything on TV, come and interview with me. You know? So, anyway, but I did the award for the most self-promotion. And the list included Luann with Luann and Friends, or the Countess and Friends, or whatever. Beverly Beach, that would be Durrett. Craig's Pillow, which is the guy which I didn't know is on Southern Charm, and he does some kind of embroidering type pillows. The Infinity Dress is, or Linfinity, is a girl named Lynn on Dallas, and she has a dress that you can wear in 100 different ways. Not for Lazy Moms. I never found out what that one was or where it came from. I still don't know. If anybody knows, I'd just be interested to know. Real for Real Cuisine, Bedora.
Yes, Shannon.
Reza Be Obsessed. I don't know what that was either, but, you know, anyway.
It's what's his name from?
No, I know who he is. Yeah. I don't know what he was obsessed over. Nobody ever found out what he said. And then Sheree's Jogging. I was rooting for Sheree because she's not on the show anymore and she probably needs the business. So I was kind of rooting for her. But anyway, so the Luann's Countess and Friends won. They won the category.
Interesting.
Then Ronnie is so hilarious. So I had this boa at my house. It was black and white boa that I picked up at the Rocky Horror Picture Show when Frankie Grande was the big star at Rocky Horror Picture Show. Somehow that New Year's Eve in the car was the New Year's Eve hat and the program and that boa. So somehow that got put in the Christmas decorations. So I had that boa there, and Ronnie's like, bring that boa to watch What Crappens. I brought the boa for him. I didn't know what he wanted. Well, he did a whole thing. He did a song that Luann does with the boa on and pretended to be her. He was just hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He was a big hit, and he can sing. He actually sang better than she does. So it was funny. And the other thing and Julian Brandy gave out an award for something. I can't remember what. And they're stitching hilarious. But then the most funny thing of the night, oh, my God, you guys would have died. We got to get a copy of this. Because when he put the Watch What Crappens Crappies on their podcast. It's downloaded now. You can listen to it. But I don't know. They had an in memoriam. And I don't know if they mentioned the people's names on there.
It's on their Instagram account.
Yeah. So they did an in memoriam. And they had this background dramatic music. And they put every person that was kicked off Bravo last year.
all the Bravo liberties that left us.
All the Bravos that have left were on this video, and he showed clips of them, this music in the background. It was just hilarious.
It's very funny. If you go to the Watch What Crappens Instagram account, they have it there that you can view it. It's very funny.
So anyway, I think I was overdressed, though, because I thought I was going to the Golden Globes.
But you guys are Comedy Club.
The biggest diamond necklace, the biggest diamond earrings, the biggest diamond bracelet, the biggest diamond rings. I wore dolled out in a black jumpsuit with a fur hat because it was freezing, 42 and raining, and I was sick, so sick, and I went anyway because I didn't want to disappoint Ronnie. And everyone else was dressed normal. like, I think I maybe overdressed a little bit. Oh, well, whatever. People seemed to think it was funny. I acted like it was a costume, huh? Next. All right, let's go to celebrity news and gossip. Kevin Spacey went to court, had his arraignment. It was postponed to March the 4th. He's pleading not guilty for fondling an 18-year-old at some bar years back, or restaurant, or whatever, according to NBC News.
And he got a speeding ticket yesterday and wound up back in court. Did you see that?
Oh, God, I missed that one. And when you're a celebrity, it cuts both ways. Britney Spears took an absence from her Las Vegas show because her dad was really sick, almost died, and she said she's going to stay off until he's well. I thought that was nice of her. I've always liked her.
I do too.
I've always liked her, and I feel like she got a bad rap. I feel like when she was acting crazy and shaved her head and all that, I think she had postpartum depression from having the baby. That's what I've always thought it was. Anyway. Well, that was celebrity news. Is that all I have in celebrities? Okay, well, that just shows you how much celebrities there are today to talk about. In royalty news, according to TMZ, Meghan Markle had a going-away party, and she gave her all of her old clothes when she became rich to her friends. They called it Zanara Zara, because she liked Zara. And according to Vanity Fair, she gave away the clothes to the guests because she now prefers Givenchy, Prada, Stella McCartney, and Brandon Maxwell. Apparently, she spent $400,000 in 2018 on a wardrobe, six times what Kate spent, including a $116,300 Cartier bracelet. Well, you got to take that off the top. You don't count jewelry as a wardrobe. I'm sorry. So that nets her down to a little under $300. And, you know, so that's like $25,000 a month. I don't know that that's I don't know that's out of control. Princess Diana spent a boatload of money. On the other hand, I would think that all these designers would be giving her stuff to wear.
Exactly.
You know?
I would be thinking
I don't
she's
know.
Getting stuff thrown at
she
her.
She doesn't know how to hustle the deal, I guess. She needs to get a stylist to hustle the clothes to wear. Meanwhile, they can afford it. She looks fabulous. She's representing the palace. And I'd much rather see her look like that and spend a little bit of money than look like a handmaiden, you know? Anyway, so apparently that one Ralph and Russo dress was 58,000 pounds that she wore just at the engagement. So if you take that off and you take the bracelet off, she's down to 250, divide that by 12, that's 5,000 a week. I mean, it's a lot, but she's a princess.
Leah's doing the math.
Oh, yeah. In housewife gossip, I guess they did a poll. I don't know who did it. I can't remember.
Allie Pleasure said $400,000 on a wardrobe in 2018. Same. Like he did. He spent the same thing.
I'm my same jeans.
Susan Salander says jewelry is a necessity.
That's right. That's a necessity, and it doesn't count. That's an investment. You know what? She's going to make money on that Cartier bracelet. It now has pedigree. It's going to go up in value. It's going to offset the cost of the clothes. Roy calls that female economics. Okay. So, in 2018, housewife, I guess, what do you call popularity? Number 20, Candy Burrows. Number 19, Vicki Gunvalson. Number 18, Cynthia Bailey. Number 17, Margaret Joseph. Number 16, Dorit. Number 15, Ramona. Number 14, Erica James. Number 13, Dorinda Jane. Sonia was number 12. Cameron Westcott, number 11. Karen, number 10. Nene, number 9. Ashley Darby, number 8. Brandi Redmond, number 7. Kelly Dodd, yay, Kelly, number 6. Stephanie Holman, all these Dallas girls are way up there. Their show, why isn't it rating higher? Number 5, Giselle Bryant, number 4. Leanne, number 3. Portia, number 2. And the most popular voted on this particular vote was Luann from New York.
That was from TV Guide.
TV Guide. Okay, TV Guide.
People
well,
are loving the female economics comment.
Oh, they are?
They're all saying they're going to start using that.
Okay, well, I like it. Like, I go home, Roy, I saved so much money. I bought this for $5,000. It was on sale from $10. All right. Okay, that's
female
a saving
economics.
Money. Female economics. Mm-hmm. Well, Trump does worse economics than me. Ask me anything from Instagram. Deja vu photos. What is your favorite Miami restaurant? Oh, my God. I don't know. You guys picked three. Name one. Let's pick three. I don't want to be. I like Abrachi's fabulous. The Forge's fabulous.
You like the Globe?
It's fabulous. Love the Globe.
For lunch?
Yeah, for lunch. So, okay. Fox Heart Bear. What do you recommend for a saggy gel line? Well, that's easy. The Sudden Youth. You take the gel and powder, you mix it, you paint it on in upward and outward strokes, and I promise you, there's no question about it. It will tone and firm and tighten and lift your jawline. There's no question. You'll see the results in 20 minutes, and the results become accumulative. Sudden Youth, and it's on leahblack.com. It's not expensive. You get like 10 facials in a box, a mask. Okay. What are your top five wardrobe staples? And you can include jewelry. Well, of course, jewelry. Let's see. The first one's a ring. The second one's a watch. The third one's a bracelet. The fourth one's your earrings. And the 15th's a necklace. I would say jeans and a nice top and a scarf. And comfortable, fabulous shoes, but comfortable. Minnesota Monarch. Oh, do you think the Real Housewives will ever come back in the same format in Miami? No, think the fat lady sang. ILANGOLD7. Tell us the entire scoop from the New Year's Eve party. Well, I did that, girl. I hope you were listening. If not, you can get us on demand at any time. JKBRAGG531. Can you give us some details on Heather McDonald arguing? Oh, I did that one. Jeff and Annabelle and I did that one. Oh, on demand if you missed it. Kristen VDUB. What was Heather arguing with Jeff and were Annabelle at your party? Oh, my God, Heather, you're a hit. Suzanne Vivian, not only could Jeff be a global brand, but so could you, Leah Black. Absolutely, Suzanne Vivian. You're absolutely right. Help me. Go to leahblack.com and run up those sales. L.E. Pramsey, have you ever thought about doing meet and greets with your fans? Do I have any fans, and where would I do the meet and greet? I will tell you, when I walked into that Watch What Crappens, they all started screaming and screaming.
In a good way?
Yeah, but I think it was because I was the only housewife that showed up.
Probably.
Everyone showed up from below the deck.
That's your fan base, too.
They showed up from below deck. They showed up from a lot of shows. Vanderpump Rules, they showed up from a lot of shows, but they didn't show up. The housewives didn't show up. Of course, you know, they're walking the real red carpets over the Golden Globe. They can't go to Watch What Crappens. Andrea Real Lynn, any business ventures for 2019? Oh, my God, we have a slew of things we're working on. We're going to improve our podcast. We're going to get more viewers there. We're going to get more distribution in our skincare line. With any luck, maybe we'll get on a radio. Let's see. Oh, I'm working with a couple of producers on some shows. Maybe I'll just produce them. Maybe I'll be on them. We'll see. BAZZ.C, when did your love of collecting Hermes bags start? How many do you have? Oh, my God. Well, when I used to live in Palm Beach, I bought my first Birkin bag. It was $4,200. So if you go back, you will find out what Birkin bags were $4,200 in black toga with gold at about 1990, 1988, something like that. And I've been collecting them ever since. And how many do I have? I mean, Jason has the insurance list, but it's two pages. Stacy1360, I'm one of your biggest fans. Oh, see, I do have a fan. How has your life changed as your son has become older? Well, he doesn't give me nearly as much attention. He's very independent in his thinking. And I don't want him to go off to college next year. I have to homeschool him, I guess. All right. Okay, the Golden Globes. Let's talk about that for a minute. Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg. How did you guys think they did?
They got through it.
It was okay. It was uneventful.
Yeah, it was okay. It was uneventful. It was neither here nor there.
Yeah, I don't think it wanted to be controversy. Do you? I think they wanted it to be, like, nice. It was nice. Bohemian Rhapsody. That was a good one. That guy won.
Best actor. He was the best.
And you know something? I felt bad that Brad Cooper didn't win anything. I think he should have gotten the director one over the guy that did the Mexican one. But I forgot the name of that.
Roma. The Netflix
one. But I do think that Bohemian Rhapsody was better in acting. Kristen Bale got it one for, I guess...
For playing Dick Cheney.
Yeah, but that was a different acting category. Yeah. The Green Book, that gorgeous black man. Oh, I can't say his name properly. He could be a sculpture. Yeah. He is just so chiseled
and Moonlight. Gorgeous. He was in Moonlight, too, won the Oscar.
Yes, he was amazing. Then the Kominsky Method, that was a sleeper. Who expected that Michael Douglas was going to win anything for that? I haven't watched it and haven't even really heard about it. Jim Carrey skit was hilarious. And then I thought it was funny where they did the flu shots in the audience. It's like, everybody go get their flu shot, and they're right. And you know why? You should get a flu shot, not just for you, but for everybody around you. If everybody gets one, it's going to help everybody. And let's see, what else? Okay. Renee, talking about the dresses. I thought Lady Gaga knocked it completely out of the universe with that lilac layered. I think that was, I can't think of the fabric, but it was just gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, and she wore it so well.
It was beautiful.
And her hair kind of matched it.
Yeah. Normally, I don't like that look on women with the hair colors like that, but I thought she pulled it off.
She really pulled it off.
It was a great look. Yeah. And she had $5 million worth of diamonds on.
Oh, Harry Winston. Yeah, I think that was like a silk taffeta, and yes, it was just gorgeous. Actually, my drapes were made out of silk taffeta. It was so gorgeous, and she did wear, and then those Harry Winston jewels, $1 million. Look, if I'm Lady Gaga, I'm not going to show up if I can't wear at least $10 million worth of jewelry. Because I think I wore $1 million worth to watch what happens. But I'm gonna be demanding bigger jewelry. I mean, that necklace was fabulous. It was all fabulous. But I mean, I would have wanted the biggest, grandest everything they had. Anyway, and then that little guy won for playing Versace.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Darren Criss.
The reason I was surprised about it wasn't because he didn't deserve it and didn't do a good job. He was amazing. Because the movie was so dark and so dreary and so sad, and a lot of people didn't like the way it all came across. So I thought it might be unpopular, and so therefore it might not win any awards. But that just goes to show you the professionals, they critique something based on the acting and the performance, not on the public's take of the film. So I thought he did a good job.
If you watch that and watch him, he is a psycho killer.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he pulled
it off like perfect. I didn't even think he was going to be good at the part when they said that he was going to take it over, but I thought he was great.
He deserved that award. And then, you know, Amy Adams also didn't win an award, and she was nominated for two or three things. So the big stars, Brad Cooper, Amy Adams, that they thought were going to win, didn't win, and then these others did. I do think Christian Bale's comment was the comment of the night when he said, I want to thank Satan for giving me the inspiration on how to play this role, referring to playing a Dick Cheney, yeah. Oh my God! And then I loved the fact that Carol Burnett has an award named after her.
I agree. I loved it.
I loved her speech. She looks amazing. How old do you think she is?
She's probably, I would say she's got to be in her late 70s, early 80s.
I have no idea. I think in her 80s. But
her show was on when I was a kid.
But I love the point she made, that you can't make those shows today. The studios can't afford those shows today. I loved everything she had to say. Let's see what else won that we, Roma. Now, I liked that Roma. I haven't seen it, but I got a little kind of perturbed is the word, I guess, with that director. He got his panties all in a knot because someone on the Whoopi or somebody on The View accidentally said that somebody else won, and he clapped back at that, and then he got mad about something else and insulted. I'm like, if you're that thin skin, I'm not rooting for you anymore. I didn't like that.
The movie's really good, though.
Is it?
You have to watch it because it's got subtitles, but I got to tell you, it's...
Is it good?
It's probably going to win.
I think you need to be gracious. You know, when you're winning and you're ahead and you're like that, be gracious. Don't kick the people that are made an innocent mistake saying someone else won, or, you know, don't do that. So that annoyed me. I guess everybody's after me today.
I was just about to say, is there news breaking?
Probably Trump put the FBI on me for all my criticism on my Twitter. I hope you're following me at LeahBlackMiami.com and my Instagram at LeahBlackMiami. Glenn Close won, and she gave a compelling speech. I was surprised she won. Who was in that category? Do you remember?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, and Amy Adams.
And Amy Adams.
Anyway, I was kind of surprised. I didn't see that wife. But anyway, I'm glad. Good for her. And we said that one. Oh, what about this one? If Beale Street Could Talk, Regina King. Has anybody watched Beale Street?
No.
I had never even heard of that movie until the show the other night. But I will be looking it up. Yeah.
And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse 1. First Man, original score. A Star is Born Shallow. That's where Gaga got hers. The Americans, I was so glad The Americans, because that series is over.
Oh, you love that.
They got the best television series in a drama. Now, that is on, you told me, Amazon, I think, right?
You can catch it on Amazon.
Good. Oh, I loved it. Killing Eve, Sandra Oh got one. The Bodyguard drama. The television series, we told that one. And then, the Marvelous Miss Maisel won another one. I never have even watched it or much heard
of it. Oh, I love that
show. What is that? I mean, is it funny?
It's on Amazon.
And The Assassination of Gianni Versace. And Sharp Objects won Patricia Clarkson. Now, she's also in the House of Cards this year.
She's also that
child.
That's right.
She's also
a great actress.
The lead role on The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is a big hit for Netflix.
I haven't seen that one.
She plays the aunt on that.
You know what I like is she's probably got to be in her 50s, and she's at the height of her career.
Yeah,
good for
she's
her.
She's brilliant.
Now let's go to other news. Oh, my God, the whole damn world is calling me today. Okay, in the stupidity category, which I've just added. Get my glasses out.
This guy, you have to see this.
If you're on Facebook Live, you can see it. If you're not, you're just going to have to imagine it. This idiot, Mr. Stupidity, has tattooed on his torso. And you can tell it was just tattooed because it's red and swollen. I, Jose L. Torres, am getting tattooed voluntarily on January the 2nd, 2019, so that I can earn my wife's trust back for the pain and suffering I've caused in our marriage. I am a liar, cheater, he lists them. Liar, cheater, manipulator, deceiver, whore, prostitute, lover, dishonest, and disrespectful. Oh, good! What is wrong with people?
Ridiculous. So, talk about carrying the past with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it was all swollen and red, and like, and when he gets fat, his stomach's going to roll over, and you're not going to be able to see it. And then I guess what's going to happen when he's going to have to change the date when he cheats on the next wife, okay? All right. In other news, did you know that Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboy team, just bought a $250 million yacht? You know what it costs to maintain a $250 million yacht? On a normal lot, it's about 10% a year on a normal yacht. So that'd be $25 million. On a yacht like this, it's probably more like $40 to $50 million a year. Where do you dock it? You have to dock it out and then take a boat in to the inland because very few docks handle anything that big. What in the hell could be on a $250 million yacht? You know, honest to God, I would just love to go on that yacht. I mean, see what that's like.
So would I.
And I wonder what that, the staff, the
crew. Let's call Captain Lee and see what we can get.
Yeah, Captain Lee. And then Bezos, the richest man in the world, is getting a divorce. His company's worth $70 billion, and I don't think they have a prenup. So let's just see how much she gets. They've been married 25 years. So she's going to get a big chunk. Yeah. The next Mrs. Bezos is going to get nothing because he's going to have an ironclad prenup. In other news, Les Moonves from CBS tried to hide evidence in a sexual misconduct according to Page Six, which means there had to be text or interoffice memos or something that he had that he destroyed evidence on, according to Page Six, regarding his sexual misconduct. So that's not going to help him in his court case. I just don't like that. And he's still on a mega yacht trotting around the ocean with his Julie Chen Moonves. So there you go. Now, I love this little, and good news, this little shelter dog was found in Delaware at the Delaware Humane Society. Someone posted this on Facebook. It's had a sign on it. It said, "Please take care of Skye. She's 6 years old and friendly. I couldn't take care of her anymore. I became homeless and couldn't feed her. She's not sick. She's just hungry. She's very friendly. Please find her a home. Please." I almost started crying. So I want to find the dog, and then I want to find the owner. I want to put them back together and help them get started again. Isn't that sad?
Oh.
That's sad. CNN says, oh my God, this is hilarious. So this homeless man goes into a fast food restaurant, and they just passed a law in that state saying no more plastic straws. He asks for a straw, and they say we don't have plastic straws because they passed the law. We can only have paper straws, and we don't have paper straws. The guy gets so mad, he jumps across the counter, grabs the woman, shakes her, and goes off crazy on her. Now he's been hit with two misdemeanor charges over that. I mean, come on. People are just on their last nerve. Poor thing. He was probably hungry. I think I lost a pen here. I don't want the dog to eat it.
We'll find.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, this is something you should know. The difference between a cold and the flu. So you'll know if you have the flu, you really need to get the doctor. If you have a cold, it takes a couple of days to build up. And you usually run fever of no more than 99 to 100. But if you get the flu, it comes on very abruptly, and you usually run fever averaging at about 101. So there you go. You need to be on top of that. If it comes on really, really fast, you need to maybe call your doctor and see if you need to do anything and stay hydrated for sure. Most addictive substances, listen to this. Number one is heroin. Number two is cocaine. Number three is nicotine. Number four, barbiturates or downers. And number five, alcohol, according to CNN. So you guys have to stay away from those. Oh, let's see. What else? Oh, my God. Now, did anybody see Bird Box? Did anybody
yes.
see it? Was it dark and dreary, or was it good, or what
it's
was it?
It's the movie A Quiet Place, except instead of hearing noises, you can't look at the monster, and you never see the monster.
Oh, it's not that kind of movie. I wouldn't want
but
to see
it. Sandra Bullock was really good in it, and I mean, it is the best Netflix film that they've ever put out.
It's not my kind of thing. Well, anyway, people are saying that it being put in dangerous situations because they're taking the Big Bird Challenge Bird Box Challenge. So Netflix is saying, please stop because it's dangerous and people are actually getting hurt. Now, listen to this one. So this woman's jogging in Northern California. A dog comes up, starts to attack her. She puts some mace spray on the dog. The dog goes off, and the dog's owner comes up and bites the woman on the arm really hard to the point that they show the picture. There's a big red bruise in the middle and the teeth marks all the way around
it.
Bit the other woman because the dog was trying to attack the other woman, and she used mace spray on it.
Crazy.
Can you believe it? Yeah. You can find that on percolati.com, percolati.com. Oh, my God, it's just too much. And research shows that dogs know when the humans are hurting, and they know when something's wrong. So that just goes to show you how sensitive they are.
I believe that.
I believe it. You know, they say if you lose your dog, rather than running out and yelling and crying and screaming, if you just fall down and start crying, they'll come to you, you know? Anyway, let's see. Oh, my God, I love this. Pakistani Air. So Pakistani Airlines sent out a memo that everyone has 6 months to lose the weight. They have a weight requirement or they're going to be grounded. That's hilarious because they used to do that in the U.S. and then it became politically incorrect and, you know, they won't allow it anymore. It's discriminatory. I thought it was just hilarious because they're doing it now 20 years later in the Philippines.
Yeah, but they have to be able to perform certain things even if they are overweight or else they can't have the job. That's the rule now in the U.S.
Yeah, but still. I mean, I guess, you know, the Philippine people are little, so the plane's probably got a narrow little walkway down it, and if you're probably too big, you can't get down that walkway. There has to be some reason for it. And the women in Saudi Arabia that are getting divorced will now be notified on behalf of their husband with a text. So, you are formally divorced in a text. Now, that reminds me of a friend of mine here from Turkey who wanted to get divorced. So, he went down and filed for divorce. And then they get back together. And then he decides, you know, it's better if I go ahead and get divorced because then if I later have a problem, it'll be less money to pay out, right? So, the divorce papers come in the mail to the wife. So, the wife goes to the guy and says, well, you know, I got these divorce papers. I thought we were back together. Oh, throw that away. It's over. It doesn't mean anything. So she does. Fast forward, they later get divorced. She goes down to file, hires a top lawyer, finds out they've been divorced for 2 years. He got divorced behind her back. Oh, my God.
crazy. Reverse Dirty John.
And good news, a third of the cars sold in Norway last year are electric. Oh my God, it's 1 o'clock. Oh my God, we didn't even get to the good stuff. Quote of the week, never become someone else's problem. Our top band, Suzanne, you like that one? Suzanne Solander, America Makita, Marianne Badron, Margaret Selikov, Emily Daugherty after 6 months, Marcella Barani, and Joanne Vivolo. These are the ones that do the most with us for 6 months. Okay, now we're going to take 1 minute. We have to do a little bit on politics. I just have to. Just have to. Trump, according to himself, is the number one expert on taxes, construction, campaign finance, drones, technology, U.S. history, infrastructure, ISIS, Facebook, renewables, polls, courts, steelworkers, golf, bank, nuclear arms, the system, debt, and politicians. According to Trump, I mean, he knows more about all those things than anybody. He knows more than the generals do about the war. So last night, he pulled another gimmick. He got 10 minutes of prime time for this emergency where he regurgitated everything he's been saying for 2 years that all the statistics don't back up. And people are like, listen, if you couldn't get that stupid wall built, remember that big, beautiful wall? It's going to be a glorious wall. It might even have my name on the top of it someday. It's going to have a door that opens and a gate. It's going to be a concrete wall. And now it's going to be a steel slat wall. Probably because he's got some deal in some steel company where he makes money or something. And he's like, if you can't after 2 years convince your own party to fund the damn $5 billion wall, what makes you think the Democrats are going to give you the money for it? Because the statistics prove that most of the drugs come through cars and trucks through the regular ports of enter. The visa, most of the people that overstay their visas, they don't come through the border. And $5 billion is ridiculous for a concrete wall. And if you look at Beto O'Rourke's Twitter feed, he took an aerial shot of that border to show what you would be doing. You would have to be putting that wall in where there are lakes. Yeah. You would have to put it in where there are hills.
Impossible.
There would be, you know, it's impossible physically to build the wall, number one. And number two, it wouldn't solve the problem. And number three, what about the eminent domain? All these people that own houses, properties, ranches, are sitting there, they're going to give up their property for a concrete wall, to 30-foot wall in front of their property? It's not going to happen. So the Democrats have just said, no, we'll do border security. We are for border security. But remember, three different times, Trump has agreed to border security and funding border security. And the minute he left the White House meeting, he went back on it because the right-wing media went all after him. So he's being held hostage now, not only by Russia, but by the right-wing media and Putin. He's been held hostage by everybody. I think the Saudis have stuff on him. Why else is he helping cover up for Khashoggi's murder? It's just unbelievable. Now, how's that affecting us? Well, TSA. I don't want to get on a plane right now. I wouldn't get on a plane right now with this TSA. People are calling in sick. The parks are filthy, according to the park commissions.
They shut some of them down.
They're shutting some of them down. And he's still, according to Fact Check and Media Matters, he's averaging 15 false claims a day in 2018, according to the Washington Post. I don't call them misleading facts. I call them lies.
He's told over 8,000 since he's been
in 2 years. Now, let me tell you this. Mitch McConnell voted 6 times to raise his own pay, and he voted 15 times against the minimum wage raise. Come on. What a hypocrite. Really, Mitch? And now he won't hold the vote because he's trying to protect Trump, and I wonder how long that's going to last. Kentucky has voted him in office for 34 years, and he's the 11th richest senator. How do you become rich as a senator? If you're a senator for 34 years, you're a senator. How do you become the 11th richest senator? How do you become so rich as a senator? Unless you're making side deals that you're voting on. It's crooked. And in Kentucky, which is the 7th poorest state in the country.
Yeah. That's also where I'm from.
Well, we knew that.
And I have to tell you, you know, I left the year he got elected the first year. I think that's the year that I left. But he's, you know, people back there don't vote in their best interest. They vote against their best interest a lot of times. And it's sad. But it's also, I think, when you know better, you do better. And so there's just a level of not knowing
things.
Well, first of all, here's the problem. The people in Kentucky, more likely than not, listen to Fox News. If the only place you get your information from is Fox News, then it's, of course, it's predictable that you believe all of it because they brainwash you all day, every day. But if you're listening to five or six places for news, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, NPR, if you're listening to all that and you assimilate all the news and then you listen to Fox, it's like, what are they talking about over there? It's completely opposite of what everybody else is saying.
That was our Christmas Eve conversation.
You know, well, that went over well. Now, Nancy Pelosi, the new Speaker of the House, the most powerful woman in Washington right now, says advice to young women. She said in a town hall with Joy Reid, be yourself, be who you are. When you get into an arena, understand that you'll be a target and it shouldn't keep you out of the arena. The other thing she said is know your power, know your why, know your subject, know why you're doing it, know that, and you can speak on it with authority. And the connection is so important. So that's advice from the new Speaker of the House. I guess we're going to have to close now.
We have a lot of comments. I was just going to go through a few of them really quick. Everyone's saying hello. They agreed with you on the movie choices. And on the Golden Globe things. Carol Burnett is 85, by the way.
Wow.
And Jesse DeFritis, we only do the show on Wednesday. And hello to Beth. We love you. And Alex Pletcher, $70 billion divorce. He says, that's pretty good. And Dennis Norquist, along with some other people, commented on your Bic pen today.
Oh.
They said your set is so stylish and fabulous that the Bic pen doesn't quite work with it. And then Beth says she already got you a beautiful pen and that we need to have Jason tape it to your hand.
That's right. I think that pen's right over there. I might have taken it to L.A., though. Oh, my God. By the way, they used the microphone that Beth gave us in L.A. singing at the party?
At the
piano, yeah.
That's great. And then they're all agreeing with you on your politics, of course.
Of course you are. So now listen, here's the deal. I need you to share this. I need you to tell everyone far and wide that they need to watch it. We need to keep our sponsors happy, especially LeahBlack.com, where you go for all your skincare, fashion, jewelry, and handbag needs. The little bat dog is wanting to say bye. And we're going to tune in. I'm going to tape later today, Frankie Grande. We'll let you know when that's going to be posted. I'm going to do a great interview with him about everything fabulous. He's just fabulous. Look him up, Frankie Grande. Broadway star, singer, one-man show. He's got the whole thing going. His sister's Ariana, if you don't know. And anyway, and so we're going to make this our first premiere episode of 2019. And tune in next Wednesday, Lunch with Leah. It's on Facebook Live and your favorite podcast. And please share. We need to pick up our followers so that we have a bigger voice so that we can raise more hell. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.